every day is Saturday at Casinos USA. Hello, everyone, and Merry Christmas to all. And you know, I want to make the exception about every day being Saturday. This is Coach Fab, the podcast leader here at Casinos USA, because today is Wednesday, and it's December 25th, and it's Christmas Day. And we'll talk about some of the spiritual significance of that a little later. Today, our main focus, however, is whether it's, I don't know, more attractive, more compelling, easier, more economical to play legally online. Now, remember, the term is legally. When you start giving your credit card numbers or your bank account checking numbers to somebody offline, I think personally you're out of your freaking mind. Now, if you're dealing with Bank of America or, you know, in our case, PNC, Pittsburgh, and other, you know, major banks, Mellon Bank, Wells Fargo, you're safe, you're protected, you know, so you can do it. I mean, I just take money right out of my checking. And the thing I like about it, on some of the sites that I gamble on, they're all legal sites here in Pennsylvania. There's several of them, and I will talk about them specifically. But the point I'm making is I get the money back when I win. So if I play, if I go in and I, you know what, I got $10 a full round with you today, I can play 10-cent video poker, I can play 50-cent video poker, I can play a dollar video poker, I can play whatever I want. And I might say sometimes, oh, I'm going to play $1.25, you know, I'll go $10, $12 on my account, and I win. You know, I get $160 a four of a kind, playing double bonus, triple bonus video poker. And I did that three times in December so far. I can draw that money out immediately. I mean, within 15 minutes, it's in my checking. It's so good. Some sites, they'll tell you 3 to 5 days. Usually it's 2 to 3 days. They're pretty quick, but that does upset me sometimes that, you know, 3 to 5 days. I like to go in for so much, and then if I exceed that amount, you know, I'll take it out. So if I go in for 25 and I have a $25 balance and, you know, have a nice roll and the live craps, bang, I hit, I'm up $70, I'll usually take it out, you know, and I figure it's gas for the car, it's groceries, whatever, you know. And that, and so during the month of December, playing online, I made over $1,000. You know, I had four of a kind a couple times. Also, I played a dollar slot called the Sphinx, and I hit for $400. Man, that was exciting. It was my seventh roll, so I had spent $7 and hit for $400. And, of course, 15 minutes later, I put that in my checking, too. That was nice. And Janie had, you know, I'm getting half of that because she was sitting beside me while we played this and encouraging me. And she's more of a slot player than I am. So I would say the other experience I had was I got notified by Pittsburgh Live that I had $30 of free play. And I just happened to be driving on Route 30 near Greensburg, Pennsylvania. I thought, you know, I'm going to stop in after I'm done with the commerce, you know, that I do. I'm going to stop in and, you know, use that $30. I'm not even going to spend any of my own money. And I went to a video poker machine and I zipped right through it. And truthfully, it just seems to me, it's like an ancillary kind of feeling. It just seems to me that sometimes it seems like you can be more successful online than you can be at a brick and mortar casino. The other thing that I don't think you'd disagree with, and this is so enjoyable and so convenient, the sports part, the sports book part, I should say, excuse me, where you can bet on, you know, football games, college or NFL games, college basketball, NFL, excuse me, NBA, WNBA, men and women's basketball professionally, hockey. I've been on the Golden Knights a lot. They're in first place. You know, I'll go to the sports book on my site, and I'm doing ESPN.net.bet, excuse me, ESPN.bet, and I'm getting points from Penn National for playing on there. So I'll go to, and I'll bet, you know, $5 on the Knights, you know, then I'll get a parlay going, you know, put together myself three or four teams. And that's kind of throwaway money. You could put $2 on it and, you know, you win 25, something like that. I sometimes pick three teams I think are going to lose and just throw a dollar on there, you know, and if they win, you know, it's like a dollar pays, you know, $90. And it says, I have fun with those parlays sometime, and I hit a couple of those in December too. But I'm always putting money on Notre Dame football. They've had 11 straight wins. I've been betting the spread too. I haven't been betting just the money line, so that's been successful for me. And Notre Dame's favored to beat Georgia, which is a little upsetting to me because we lost one of the best defensive linemen in the country for the year. So that's a big loss for us. But anyway, sports betting online is so convenient because otherwise, you know, you get a go and you get in your car, drive to the casino, and all you wanted to do was place two or three bets. You know, maybe you're putting money on the Packers or Kansas City, or you're betting against Kansas City or Detroit or whatever. You can do it from home. You can do it in 5 minutes, you know. And if there's a late injury or something like that, somebody's flu, there's a report someone's not playing because they have the flu, you can go in and change your, you can't change your bet, but you can make another bet, you know, because it's changed things. And sometimes the odds change too as time goes on. So for all the reasons I mentioned, I think it's more than 35 states now have legalized online betting. Remember, you're going to deal with a major company, you know, an MGM, a Caesars, ESPN, you know, a Penn National. You're going to deal with a major company that's legal in your state, and you're also going to use a bank that you're very, very sure that they safeguard, you know, your numbers and your accounts. That's something I want you to consider. So, yeah, I think we agree, my family, that online gambling is cool. However, you have to have a budget. I mean, just think, it's 30 days, say, in most months. If you're going to throw $10 a day at it, you know, or you're going to even go higher than that, all of a sudden you're talking about real money. Like, you know, $500, $600 a month you're going to be putting into these things. So you have to be careful about that. I certainly don't advocate doing that. I just did it as an experiment, and I was very lucky this month. I may not bet as much, you know, in January. I might be going back to the brick-and-mortar casinos a little bit more. But I will definitely use the sports book part of online gambling over the casino anytime. And the bets, you can bet 50 cents online, you know. And that's the other thing. I'm going to talk about craps, but I'm going to do that after a short break. So if you're not a craps player, you can still get something out of this. So hang in there. And we'll be right back.
Come a little closer, children. I've got a story to tell.
Oh, gee.
It's about a man you've heard of, and I knew him well.
How well?
He was born on a cold winter's morning and went on to gain great fame. But may I begin my story and refer to him by name?
Please do.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul with a corncob pipe and a button nose.
A little Jimmy Durante. Here's that. The Snowman. Hey, Frosty the Snowman. You know, it's just interesting this time of the year. You talk about boomers, talk about the old days, and Saturday morning, you know, there's two singing cowboys that comes to mind at Christmas, Roy Rogers and Gene Autry. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Frosty the Snowman. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, being a little crazy, let's get back to craps. And, you know, the thing about online gambling with craps is this. You can do it so inexpensively. So, we're talking about online gambling legal. I mentioned ESPN, Play Live, MGM, Caesars, Penn National, they all have online accounts. And of course, those are big names. Penn National, when you play on any of those and use your, when you set up your profile, the first time you join, there's tremendous promotions usually. You know, I mean, I'm telling you, tremendous promotions. Sometimes they'll match your cash deposit up to $200. I mean, it's really incredible. So the reason I belong to DraftKings and all of them, because at one point I said, this is a promotion. I may not play with them much anymore, but they're still on my phone and I still use them. They're still on my iMac and I still use them. So Those are all things I wanted to tell you about, you know, legal places. And just make sure there are legal accounts in your state. And, you know, there'll be some kind of geo software that locates you. And I've tried it. Like, if you try to bet on it, when you're not in Pennsylvania, for example, in my case, I'm in Maryland visiting my son. I can't do it. It says you're not in the state, so you're not, you know, you can't do it. You'd have to join it and make Maryland your home. But anyway, that's not what I'm trying to get to. What I'm trying to get to is you can try any system you want to, and the low bets are 50 cents. Now, why would a company have a table? And by the way, it's the same table for live craps and all those. It's the same company running it. What they do, they buy into companies that have, you know, games and so on. And so you're playing the same games. No matter what site you're going to, you're going to get pretty much the same thing, particularly with live, you know, live roulette, live baccarat, you know, live three-card poker. You're going to get pretty much the same companies. And so the craps is the only live craps I've seen is with a smaller table. It has a mechanical arm that throws the dice. They show you the dice set. The dice are set to the last number made every time. Every once in a while, someone puts a $5 or $10 money for the dealer. There's only one dealer at the table, and he or she sets the dice. And they'll say, okay, so-and-so threw me a 10, so I'll set whatever, you know, it is. But anyway, you can bet 50 cents. And if you just wanted to learn craps, just bet 50 cents on the dome pass and see if you can learn the game that way, you know. I very seldom play the dome pass on these because I don't want to bet 50 cents and watch the dice roll 15, 18 times, you know. you can play dome pass and then make combats and do that. But I've gone back to the system is called Smart Craps. You can only, you make a pass line bet, and I always hedge my pass line bet with either three-way craps or a horn bet. And, you know, I can do it for 50 cents for each one. So, you know, if a 12 is rolled, hey, I still want $15, you know what I mean, on a 50-cent bet. But sometimes I do it for $4 on, you know, the horn. That's 2, 3, 11, 12. And then, you know, $10, $15. I could bet 50 cents if I want to. I can bet whatever I want to, $1. Why would a company let you do that? That's because hundreds of players are playing with you in the state that you live in. I mean, so obviously if you have the entire state involved in one single game, obviously they're not losing money by having one person operate, you know, a table with a mechanical arm. And of course they have videos and they show you if the dice do not hit the back wall, then the roll it's a re-roll. And if dice go out of view of the camera, they'll request an overtop view from somebody else that comes on and then it shows you what the second dice was. So, I mean, it's totally legit. There's been some big rolls and there's been days when the don't would have paid a lot of money, you know. I like to go in and hit big and get out. You know, that's what I do. And then I usually play video poker. I almost always start with craps, and I'll start sometimes just playing the Iron Cross. You know, I'll have dollar on a $5 on a $6 on the 8 50 cents on the field. Just start that low, and then, you know, go three or four if I can get it, and take them all down. You can do that. You can take your bets down. Just put your finger on it and you pull it off. You can't take come bets down, of course, but any place bet you can take down. And they only have one times odds, so playing smart craps isn't that expensive. So if I have $2 in the come and it goes to a number, then I can bet $2, you know, as an odds bet. It does the math for you. You know, don't worry about what do you have to put on a 6 or 8. It does the math for you. You put 50 cents. It does the math exactly the way it would be that quick. There's not a problem whatsoever. And again, the ESPN.bet or Penn National, PlayPen, that is the only company I know to get you back the money so fast. I mean, in your checking, you know, 15 minutes later, if you make a withdrawal, it's there in your checking. And, you know, when I give my checking account numbers, my routing numbers to people, it better damn well be illegal, you know, a legal site. That's the thing you have to be careful for. But well, let me just talk about smart craps. So I always hedge that pass line bet I told you to start the game. And I'm hoping for, you know, a horn bet number 2, 3, 11, or 12. 11's great because I went on the pass line too. And I sometimes put a dollar. It's a 7 pays 4 to 1. So sometimes I put 50 cents or a dollar on the 7 too on the come up. And, you know, that's mathematically maybe not something to do, but it's just something I do because the money's so low. And it, you know, it pays off. You get 3 or 4 sevens in a row. You know, if it's the next one, I'll put $2 on it, you know. So that's an $8 win. And then, you know, $3, you know, it's a $12 win. So that's the way you do it. So once in a while you get those sevens, boom, 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 boom. And then, you know, sometimes you get craps numbers. That's even better, you know. And I press every time a little bit. You get, like, you get a deuce, a 12, then you get a three, then you get another 3, then you get a 12. You know, boom, that doesn't happen daily, but it happens. It's not that uncommon. So smart craps is basically you make a pass line bet and you make 3 come bets and you take 4 odds on the come bets. Well, since it's times 1, whatever you're playing in the come, you can bet that also as an odds bet. So if you have, like I say, a $2 come bet, then it moves to a 9. You can put $2 on the 9. It does the math for you. So along with your $2 bet, you have another $2 odds bet that pays true odds. So I think online craps is the way to go for new players before you go to a casino. I think, you know, go in for $30 and you won't be kicking right out of there if you're betting 50 cents. Place bets, you just put the numbers, you put your thumb on the finger, your index finger, whatever, on the number, and every time you click it, it's 50 cents more, it's 50 cents more. And you could set that at the bottom. You could play dollars, you could play $5, whatever. You could set that. Or I just leave it at 50 cents and I go real fast when I put, you know, more money on it. Right. And again, I can pull place bets down just by putting my finger on them and throwing them off. So I'm saying that you're going to get the same game at live craps. It's a mechanical arm and a smaller table. And the dealers try to be entertainers, you know. And I do tip the dealers once in a while. You know, if it's a long roll, I'll throw them $3 and they'll say, and my name is Coach Fab or Casinos USA, depending on the site. And I'll say, hey, Coach Fab, thank you. You know, stuff like that. If you make a tip, they're going to say something about you. And there's a chat, too. So when the game's going on, if you wanted to, it doesn't appeal to me. But if you wanted to, you could chat with someone, you know. They'll make something like, oh, the table's cold today. And you could say it sure is. Or another, some person writes, that's okay with me. I'm playing the don'ts, you know, that kind of thing. So you can get the social aspect online. It's not face-to-face or anything, but you can do that. Baccarat is easy to play. The cheapest site I've seen for live Baccarat is $1. That's still interesting because you can kind of like, you can find strategies to use with Baccarat when you have low money like that. You can have some fun with it. But, you know, Jeremy Ellerick has a site that he gives you different kinds of approaches to craps that you can use, not more than smart craps. Smart craps, again, remember, is pass line bet followed by 3 come bets followed by 4 odds on the come bets. And that's how it works. You can lose money quickly that way. You can also win money very quickly that way. If you get a 9, 10, or 11 rolls, you know, you're going to do okay with that. If you're satisfied, then take everything down. Not your come bets itself, but your odds bets, take them down. And, you know, pass line bets could never be removed. So pass line and odds bets from the come, you can never take down. But the other ones will slide right off the screen and go right into your balance. So I want you to give it a try. And if your state doesn't have illegal gambling, I hope you can somehow influence your legislature to get it, because it certainly pays off. There's it's quickly growing in Pennsylvania. There's so many illegal sites anymore, but never, ever play a site that's not legal, please. Never, ever. Oh, Jimmy Duran, he's thinking Frosty the Snowman. Where else do you get entertainment like this? Okay, short break, and we'll come back for the closing statements today.
The snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and 2 eyes made out of coal.
Okay, there he is, that Gene Autry, one of those singing cowboys. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this goes back. back. I really don't know if Roy Rogers and Gene Autry played craps, but maybe they did. I don't know. Probably. But back in their day, they had to go to Vegas to play because that was the only place gambling was legal, right? Okay, so playing smart craps, you know, pass line plus odds, Combats Plus Odds inexpensively. That's what I recommend for playing online. And you're going to get the same game, a mechanical arm, but it's live craps. You're not the victim of a computer chip. And that's why I like to bet live online. I do play some slots, though, online, and I've been successful a little bit. I play video poker online quite a bit, and I've been successful. So I'm up over $1,000 for December, and I'll take it. I know I was lucky. It's better than being unlucky, put it that way. I think you might be think it's odd that on Christmas Day, if you're a Christian, you know, the birth of Jesus and the Blessed Mother, that I'd be talking about gambling. But I spent years as a Catholic high school principal, and I raised so much money, you know, with Vegas nights and all that kind of stuff, and night at the races and bingo. And I think it was part of my job was to raise money. And so I had gambling, casino nights, you know, et cetera. It was very popular. So I hope you don't take offense to that. The college football playoffs are important to me. I don't know when you'll listen to this, but, I think they'll make adjustments to the college football playoffs. Obviously, there's been some complaints about the first round, about some of the teams were, you know, crushed easily. But I'll say this. I think it's the first time that most people feel pretty good about college football, because rather than a mythical national champion, there will truly be a national champion. And will they improve it? I'm sure they'll improve it. Maybe they'll even expand it to 16 teams. Who knows? But I'm pretty excited about it. And right now, my Fighting Irish, I was there for 4 years and graduated from Notre Dame. My Fighting Irish are in the running, you know. So there's 8 teams left. Let's see what happens on New Year's Eve. And it's New Year's Day Eve. And we'll see if we can get by that powerful, mighty Georgia, who we have to face. I wish all of you a merry, merry Christmas and happy holidays. Thank you so much for following Casinos USA podcast. And we try to have fun with this. Recreational gambling is what I said it is. It's recreational. Never gamble money that you cannot afford to lose. Have fun. Be positive. Keep a smile on your face. Your guarding angel and God is with you, right? For protection. God bless you. Love you all. See you soon down the road. And we close with, you know it, our theme. Every day is Saturday at Casinos USA.